Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, speaking of big, you know, we opened last hour talking about, and I've been on this for a long time, really since DOGE, the massive level at which the federal government is being defrauded. You remember fully just over 20% of the transactions coming and going from the Treasury when we finally broke into the computer system so we could see the payments in the Treasury, which required DOGE, pretty much physically having to break into the premise. And now we know why, and premises, because we know why the Democrats were stealing the country blind. The level of fraud in this country and the complete lack of fraud controls at the federal level are what has really allowed this fraud by the Somalis. And quite frankly, the fraud that Elon Musk was laying out on the Rogan show a few weeks ago, where in California they're just handing out thousands of dollars in Medicaid funds in cash on Visa cards to illegal immigrants to keep them afloat. Apparently, the Democrats and their immigrant and illegal immigrant friends are not the only one defrauding the system. No, I think everyone's got their hands in it. Listen to this. Senator Roger Marshall is on a press tour. Here's what he says. 35% of Obamacare patients that we're paying for are ghost patients. They're not real. Well, no, wait. How did that happen? Okay. Under Obamacare, the federal government transfers about $150 billion every year to large insurance companies. But this is another one of these things where they don't really check so well to see if the people are real. So all the insurance company needs someone to give them is their name and the date of birth, and they're signed up. And a lot of these people don't realize they're signed up. So that's how you get to where, and the 35% figure comes from, these people have never filed a single claim. I've never personally, even, you know, young and healthy, gone a year without filing a single claim. Like that to me is really, I just, you know, at a minimum, you're going at least to some kind of annual appointment or you've got a blister or I don't know.
Yeah.
Here's Senator Roger Marshall talking about this scandal where he says the insurance companies are legally defrauding the system because the bill was written by them to allow this.
Could you imagine walking into McDonald's and seeing a menu and not knowing what the price of the Big Mac is versus the fish fillet, right? So we want to give patients the price tags, give them money in the healthcare savings account, then let them make the choices. Again, insurance companies wrote Obamacare, and now they're up to getting $150 billion of money from the federal government, and 35% of these patients are fraudulent. They're ghost patients. 35% of the people in Obamacare don't have one claim, so we need to fix the fraud. We need to put this money in the hands of patients.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
35% are ghost patients, he says.
What they did is now Obamacare is paying insurance scouts to go out there. All they need is a patient's birth date and their name, and they're turning them into Obamacare. And then the federal government is paying the entire premium. So the patients don't even know they're on Obamacare. 35% of the people on Obamacare never file a claim. That's too many. So I think that Obamacare is what's created this fraudulent opportunity more than anything else. And again, Democrats own this. Obamacare has been the law of the land for 15 years. They own this crisis. To your point, President Trump, like myself, is a business person. We want a business person approach, put the money back in the hands of patients, make them consumers again, give them price tags, and then that's going to bring the cost of health care down for everybody.
Wow.
It's called a free marketplace, and it works every time it's tried. And it's just what we have in our healthcare system is the exact opposite of a free marketplace.
And there's two big fights going on right now, too, between Democrats and Republicans. One has to do with further extending the subsidies, the generous subsidies we're giving to people during COVID, because a lot of them weren't working for no reason, because Anthony Fauci said not to, so nobody did. Great American stupid. But whatever. To extend those generous subsidies. But the other fight that's going on right now, and we look at who's on what side, it's so weird, because Democrats sort of cast themselves with these big anti-corporate people, but they are fighting to have one chunk payment go to the insurance company. So when you get your Obamacare through your insurance company, you don't even know you're getting Obamacare, that it's heavily subsidized, right? But you are. The government's paid them money. Republicans want to claw the money back from the insurance companies and give it personally to actual real people. Number one, so we can stop with the 35% ghost accounts that aren't real that the government's paying for. But number two, if people can choose where they're going to spend their money and they can get real prices, i.e. cut the insurance companies out, because what do we need them for anyway? The theory is it'll cost a lot less. Prices will come down. They can comparison shop. But mostly we won't waste 35% on ghost clients. I know, what a mess. So for whatever reason, the Democrats want to give this money directly to the insurance companies. So, but you're already seeing Donald Trump go around that, and in ways that make so much sense, like setting up that Trump website, like Trump RX, where you can just buy the pharmaceuticals straight from the company, ship them to you Amazon style, obviously with a prescription. And like, why do we need the insurance companies for that? Like, why? And you can save up to 50% by just cutting out the insurance companies. Most drugs, it's lower than that. But I mean, that's how they're able to get these incredible, you know, price breaks.
Yeah.
Just like, what do we even need them for? I don't know. Their lobbyists throw fundraisers for Democrats. I'm not sure what we need them for.
There you go, Tara. I really think that that's what this is all about.
So many things in our country, the solution is so glaringly simple.
Yeah.
That you're just like, how do we ever get so far off track?
Mm-hmm.
Texter writes, hey, Tara, on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, the entire U.S. government is a scam. I'm sick of paying taxes for a scam. Spent 25 years of my life serving, in air quotes, my country, to find out it's all a scam. Sick of it. Well, here's the good thing, okay? This is like the part where we lance the boil. Here's the thing. We inherently knew it was a scam for many years because the math just didn't work. All the money we're printing, I mean, how can anyone spend $7 trillion, right? Like, how can anyone do it? But now we've got the receipts. We've got the proof. So what is this? This is the process where, yes, it's painful to find out they've been robbing you blind, but it's the end of that, I hope. The good news again, Lee, as I said earlier, is that we're finding this out in, like, you know, the first year of the Trump regime. We have 3 years to fix all this, to put these systems in place and hardwire them in so it's hard for Democrats to rip them back out. And if we could just get one more term, oh my gosh, Katie bar the door would make so much difference. So look, we're finally in the healing phase, which is really cool. So, by the way, you know, my son is a huge history buff, Lee.
Okay.
And he is taking a college course this year through Greenville Tech. He takes courses there. Mm-hmm. You can do it through your high school. Anyway, he loves this history class he's taking. He was telling me yesterday, he was reading to me from, I guess, the text he's reading. You know, 1896, they couldn't figure out who won the presidential election because there was so much violence on the Democrat side. They wouldn't let people near the polls, right? Imagine that. Democrats, no, really. Violence in the streets, really? Can't seriously? And Republicans committing voter fraud that they had to leave it to a committee of 15 in Congress to figure out who the president was. And I was like, what? I didn't know that. Yeah, it happened. And they finally just had, they didn't know they could, they finally just had to vote on it and came up with a you know, person that way. And my son said, listen, we've gone on, you know, for over 100 years since then. We got over it. And I really put it in perspective for me yesterday. I was like, you know, maybe we can heal from this, you know? Maybe we can come back together as a country. We've done it before.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.